I'm so happy to be here. They always invite me to this conference, and the work I do with Legal Aid deals with nonprofit organizations and community-based entities that are a lot smaller than the ones that are represented here. But I really appreciate the introduction, and let's get on with it. Our first topic is setting up a nonprofit, state law, and organizational issues and considerations. Our speakers are Harrison M. Smith and Elaine Somerville. And Mr. Smith is a founding member of HMS Law, whose practice focuses on representation of nonprofit organizations, religious institutions, and social enterprises, including labor and employment law. And he has successfully defended employers before federal and state courts and administrative agencies. Elaine Somerville is a certified public accountant with Somerville & Associates, who's worked in public accounting since 1985, with her practice centered primarily on tax compliance, and she's assisted in the representation of several large IRS examinations. She actively consults on compliance issues and prepares information returns for all types of tax-exempt organizations. So please give a warm welcome to our speakers.
That was quite the cue we missed.
I'm so sorry. We were waiting for a better cue, I think. So thank you for that wonderful introduction. It's so good to be here with all of you today. We've got a full room, Harrison. That's great.
How about it?
So we have a lot to cover in our 60 minutes, and we realize that you'll have this giant hook come out if we are not done within our 60 minutes. I'm Elaine Somerville. And so it's a pleasure to be here representing the CPA community as we talk about organizational issues with nonprofits, Harrison. And sometimes the CPAs and the attorneys are kind of like the farmers and the ranchers in the old Oklahoma musical. They can't really be friends. But we're going to try to bridge some of those gaps today.
Absolutely. And I'm Harrison Smith, and I'm really just in awe because I get to sit with Elaine Somerville. Like, do y'all know who she is? I know y'all gave us a round of applause, but I'm going to ask y'all to give her one more round of applause, y'all. Let's go. Both Elaine and her husband, Frank, I mean, they are mentors to mentors, right? I know many of us who are in here in this room have either been mentored by them or mentored by somebody who's been mentored by them. So what a rich opportunity I get to sit with you today. So
well,
thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to sit with you, Harrison.
Indeed.
So we have a myriad of topics we've put together, all a little bit of things you touch on as you form nonprofit organizations. How many of you in this room are from Texas? Just curious. Okay, so the majority. Because sometimes we deal with issues that are general in nature, and then for very Texas-specific items, we're trying to bring it home to you and talk about some of the specific Texas issues. So Harrison, you're going to talk about, let's talk at the very base of this whole process.
Yeah, absolutely. And so oftentimes when there's a need, there's somebody to fill that need, and they'll just jump into action without really thinking about what needs to get done, right? There's always that the missional value and the missional foundation, but oftentimes we forget about the legal foundation that's required, you know, so that we can do the good mission work. And I'm always greatly appreciative of the folks who do the mission work. And our objective as attorneys is particularly to allow you guys to stay on mission that makes us your legal vision, right? No. Y'all didn't like that tagline? All right, I'll try it again some other time. Never mind. Just kidding. But part of that is making sure that you're set up well from the beginning, and that's required. We got to give you guys some good building blocks, right? No pyramid is built from the top down. It's built from the bottom up. So what we look at for great building blocks are going to be your governing documents that we have here. And so the two big ones that we want to cover today, there's some other things that we can cover, but I just want to make sure we get these, and particularly from a state perspective, is the certificate of formation and the bylaws, right? Your certificate of formation, or in some states it's called articles of incorporation, certificate of incorporation, They are all the same doc. It's like your birth certificate, right? It's a document evidencing that a new legal entity has been created, that a new legal entity is born. And so that's your arrangement between the entity and the state. Again, pronouncing that you're here.